Good morning. I wanted to get to you very quickly in this audio file. I'll be following you up with market news and commentary and all kinds of multimedia. I want to say something to you as a prelude. In the animal kingdom, they settle disputes with fangs and claws and horns. Among the humans, civilized people solve the disputes with words and contracts. When those things fail, then mankind goes to war. Trade is a necessary human activity. Trade is how food, goods, services, knowledge cross borders. Everything around us is subject to trade. Now, we have a trade dispute that at some point will run wild. The mistake we have here is that we're escalating things way, way too fast. Now, as you know, I'm a supporter of Donald Trump, but I'm afraid he's drunk with power. To start a trade war with 100% duties with 60 of the nations that do the most trade with us on Earth, we should have never let them got to the point where they decimated our industries by outpricing them. This idea that American industry can't be competitive is not true. The problem with American industry, there was no incentive to improve our manufacturing processes. Why? Well, if you manufacture by hand, you need, you know, dollar an hour labor, you know, using primitive tools. If you have the latest robots, technology, index milling machines, computer technology, robots, then you can afford to pay your workers $50 an hour. And instead of running around with greasy overalls, they run around with clipboards and tablet computers. So that's the world we're going to move to. The problem here is the transition. So let me make something clear. The higher tariffs have cut in. The oil market has panicked. That, by the way, it may have subsided and gone below where I thought the bottom was in. Now, let me tell you what's going on out there in oil land. Top traders, I'm talking about the people that own the oil, buy the oil, and use the oil, some of whom I've done business with for years, are almost to the man buying cargoes of oil. You have got oil that is went to under $56. There is not an oil well in the United States, even the stripper wells, that it can afford to operate at these prices. Now, when you get into the Permian Basin, it's going to shut down. These guys cannot operate with oil in the 50s. There's no way. Now, let's talk about Brent. Brent oil is now in the lower 60s. We tripped down to 59. No one can do business at these levels. And that means that one way or another, it corrects itself no matter what the demand equation is, because at this price, you just can't produce the stuff. It's very simple. So however much demand is going to be destroyed by tariffs, and by the world falling into a depression, will be more than offset by the product not being able to be supplied. It's a sliding scale. Now, let me tell you what I think is going on. Trump has overplayed his hand. There is no way you should take on 60 of the most important trading nations of the world simultaneously and blanket them with across-the-board tariffs. It doesn't make any sense. There's no way you can go from zero tariffs to 100%. You know, you got to ease them into it. It took 40 years to get these tariff laws that were against the American industry and American manufacturing and the American people and the American economy to be put in place. So you can do it in a year or two, but you can't do it in a week. You can't do it in a day. You can't do it overnight. And that is not even what Donald Trump's attempt is. So here's my belief. This oil slide, no matter what you've got to do, you need to stay in your positions. Call us. We can help you with money from a unit trust. We made arrangements with our banks to get transfers there quickly. And let me tell you the reason why. I believe that we are a matter of days. We get the most of oil going back to the 70s in Brent and into the high 60s in WTI. And what's the reason? Well, one way or another, by one technique, one press release, Trump's going to ask, well, yeah, the Chinese are relenting. They want to negotiate, so I'm going to postpone these tariffs. So slowly, slowly, slowly. Look, I know this guy. I know the art of the deal. I was in New York City when he built the skyline. I know how he operates. I know how he thinks. He's from the same culture, the same, you know, social background that I'm from. I truly understand what he's doing. He's a New York blowhard, okay? He's a very aggressive guy. He won by doing this. The art of the deal. Well, read his book, and you'll understand that it's kind of like, you get him, You play good cop, bad cop. You slap him in the face, slap him, get their nose bleeding. Say, oh, I'm sorry. I got lost my temper. Here, have a cigarette. Can I get you a candy bar? Here's your McDonald's. And then you start the cameras and the recording. They confess to all their crimes. This is a negotiation session, Trump style. It is my firm belief that the markets will, for sure, get relief. Now, let's get straight here. I believe that we're in for 2 years of trade wars. I believe the stock market is going to lose 90% of its value, but not overnight, not right now, not here, not now. And oil is not part of the stock market crash function. It orbits in a different set of fundamentals. So I believe that oil can go up and rally at the same time the stock market and Bitcoin goes down. So we're going to turn unit 5. We've already talked to the members into a combination oil trade and NASDAQ 100. So what we want to do is buy oil and sell the NASDAQ 100. I'll explain that to you in great details. But right now, in your oil trade, don't panic. Don't liquidate. Don't give up the ship. Wiggle, waggle, and hold as many positions as you can. Because I think in a very short period of time, we're going to spike. Look, we had the spike happen. You know, we went ahead and saw a major reversal in the markets very quickly when panic set in. And I believe that same thing is about to happen again. But if you panic out now, you've lost all hope. And there's no reason to do that. You have stood the heat. You know, we saw oil do a $4 jump in 10 minutes on the 7th. Okay, and that's when there was an announcement that Trump was going to back away from this and settle down. Okay, I am telling you, this is a loaded spring. And as soon as there's any kind of sign of any kind of relief, you got a $3, $4, $5, $10 rally in oil, and I want you there for that. So call Jim. Let's wiggle waggle and figure out how to do this. We're here to help, okay? We're in this together. I want to be crystal clear here, okay? Trump is not going to lose the financial system. Not this way, not now, not this way. He has no choice to back down. The pressure on him is enormous. He's going to lose the Republican support. He's going to lose his cabinet people, except for the super yes men that don't know what the hell they're saying or doing. They doesn't know to say yes, Donald. So he calls that loyalty. I call it yes men. If you're a position of leader, you want to hear opposition opinion. The last thing you need is everyone telling you how great you are and how right you are and how you can do no wrong. Donald Trump is in that trap. But even he, when he wakes up and has his candy bar and drinks his Coca-Cola and eats his hamburger, he's going to realize there's some big shit going on. And he better do something now because he can lose the financial system. That's how serious this is. Now, I want to be clear here. The financial system will go into a bear market. The stock market basis, the NASDAQ 100 is going to lose 80 and 90% of its value. There is no doubt in my mind that event is going to happen. And I want you there for that. And I know how to trade that because guess what? I'm the wipeout specialist. Wipeouts are what I do. And we are headed for a huge, major, significant wipeout that people are not understanding. So we're talking from this point now, the stock market will lose 80% of its value basis of the NASDAQ 100. It was already a bubble. So hold your positions, find your strength. This oil trade and buying oil is one of the greatest trades of our lifetime if you can understand it and make it work.